dear devotees who regularly listen to the talks that I'm giving, which are now being broadcast on YouTube, I want to express my gratefulness to you for your kind support and appreciation. It's my service, one of my services, especially the sannyasis in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. One of their main duties is to speak the teachings of Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all these great offerings of the Supreme Lord to uplift us. It's especially the duty of the sannyasis to speak the topics within these shastras, to present them in a manner which are understandable and uplifting for the benefit of people in general and especially for the devotees. So thank you for your appreciation of my service. That gives me some encouragement also. As these talks are broadcast on YouTube and Facebook, and there's facility for comments and questions, and there are many devotees who express their appreciation with little comment, Hare Krishna, something like that. That's very nice. Others add comments, others add questions, and it's unsurprising that some will give challenges, because after all, these talks are going out to anyone who wants to watch them, and not everyone who wants to watch them is necessarily aligned with the message that we have to give, or even among devotees, there may be difference of outlook, or especially as I tend to be outspoken on certain issues, it's to be expected that even from devotees, there will be some maybe quite emotional or strong response of disagreement, or some, it may not be exactly in a challenge, it may be in the form of disagreeing and stating why they disagree. So I request devotees who are at least reasonably proficient in understanding the teachings that Srila Prabhupada has given us, because I'm attempting to speak my understanding. When I say my understanding, it's that which I've imbibed from Srila Prabhupada. So those who have read his books, listened to his lectures, lived the life of Krishna consciousness, and have some, at least somewhat mature understanding, I would request, you can also write some responses. If you tend to agree with the, or of course when I say tend to agree, it's not just a big opinion shop, but I'm trying to present what is correct, what is accurate, what is real according to the teachings of Shastra. Guru Mukha Padmavakya Chitete Kariya Aikya Ana Kariya Mone Asha. With an attempt to present what I've heard from Srila Prabhupada, and then there's Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasana, to hear, to cogitate upon that, and to Chitete Kariya Aikya, to make it one with our heart. So, if you feel that you understand the points that I'm making, and if there's some challenge or some emotional response or something. Is someone who's not in line with what I'm saying, and they express that, you might want to write a reply. And best to do it in a manner which is, generally it's best to do it in a manner which is not an emotional response, not just, we're not unemotional beings, but one that is very firmly situated in understanding according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. When I say emotional, not getting unnecessarily angry at others, calmly pointing out if someone has misunderstood, and in this way, that will help to enhance and make clearer all the points that I'm trying to make in Srila Prabhupada's service. And I'll just give an example of something, and it's a very, very touchy thing, because there are some subjects within our ISKCON, they're very, very hard to discuss in a cool-headed way, because they're really very emotional issues, and devotees tend to get very upset and think that if you don't agree with them, their point of view, they're just like, so certain issues, if you don't agree on, then you're just automatically labeled a misogynist, and there are certain issues. So one of them is the book changes issue. I'm just using this as an example of how we could respond to someone, the book changes issue, as it's called. I gave a short talk suggesting that there could be grounds for some changes. So one lady devotee wrote, and I don't have it in front of me here, but it's something like, well, isn't it terrible to change the words of Srila Prabhupada? So for instance, I'm just giving an example, you could just write back and say that that I'm not advocating, I'm just making, in that talk, I'm just making the point there could be grounds for that, for changing some things in the original books. And one of the points is that everything that is in Srila Prabhupada's, what they call the original books, it wasn't all written by Srila Prabhupada. And one glaring example of that is where it's written, the planet of the trees. Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi. The verse says that among the Pitris, the forefathers, I am Aryama, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Whoever transcribed that didn't understand Pitris and wrote trees. So Srila Prabhupada in his commentary, in his purport, wrote, there is a planet of the Pitris. And it came out in the 1972 edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is that there is a planet of the trees, which is clearly incorrect and not what Srila Prabhupada intended to say. So, like I say, this particular issue is a very triggered, it's a real hot issue that people get very emotional about. But if cool-headedly, one can just make the points that actually there are some grounds for some changes. And then someone is going to write in and say, yeah, we agree with that, but what about this? And I really don't want to get into a whole big discussion about this. There is a committee looking into all this. I'm just making the point, and really, in making that short talk, I was just trying to make the point that cool down a bit and just try to understand there are some issues. It's not that someone has just arbitrarily come in and changed things maybe some things were unnecessarily. Well, that all right, that's being looked into now. But some things, almost everyone who's understood this issue can see that some kind of changes are necessary. Just like in the 1972 edition of the Bhagavad Gita, Bihar was spelled B-E-H-A-R, which is a misspelling. So should it remain like that forever? Should we change the dictionary? Should we make a campaign to the government of India to change the name of this state, respell it because it was mis... So anyway, like I say, I'm just making the point that we can try to point out to others that this is the situation, and please try to understand. And if they don't, well, you know, we're not trying to bludgeon others or into accepting everything I say. And naturally, there will be different outlooks and opinions and this and that, and you can't legislate everyone to agree with everything you say. You can simply present it in a... Others may take it or not take it. Cool, yeah, sometimes strong words are needed also, but the point is, strong words, yeah, but it should be backed up by strong philosophy also, strong understanding. So I'm just requesting, because there are so many points coming up, and it's a bit difficult for me to keep up with all of it, but I request especially those among my more erudite and thoughtful disciples, if you could take this up. And to respond to some of the things, and you don't have to be a super brain pundit or anything to having said more erudite, but every devotee should, at least after a few years in the movement, should have a solid understanding, especially those who have taken Brahminical initiation. They should have a solid understanding of the basic principles of the teachings within the Shastras as presented to us by Srila Prabhupada. So that's my request. Some of you may like to take that up, and there may be some lively back and forth, because not all issues are so black and white and cut and dried that they can simply say, okay, this and that. And there are certain philosophical issues which have been going on since practically time immemorial and probably will go on forever. The most basic things, epistemology, how do we know what is real? How do we know what is true? And there's svata pramana and paratha pramana. And is the nature of an object, is it according to what we see, or is it according to the inherent nature of the thing? And these kind of discussions are in Western philosophy and Indian philosophy is going on since time immemorial. And so we can't expect everyone to agree with everything we say, but we can present as far as possible in a gentleman or gentlewomanly manner. And Hare Krishna. Something else I thought of, important point, is that many questions I've already addressed in talks, what to speak of the multi-topics that His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has written about and spoken about. So in making replies, you can give your own understanding, but you can also say, for further information, please see, and then refer to any particular passage in Srila Prabhupada's books that addresses this particular subject, or maybe in my books or in my talks. Just like, for instance, someone asked about my comment about the foundation stone laying of the new Rama temple at Ayodhya. I believe I've spoken about this. And then someone else listed various deviations as he perceived it within ISKCON and asks, can I speak about that? I've spoken about this extensively, so could be directed toward that. Hare Krishna.